checking on the little girl who's playing in the garden. And hopefully I'm calming down now. I was livid a moment ago, really angry and shaking a bit. Feel a little bit better now. And it was all because of something that just happened about 15 minutes ago. And I can't believe the mentality of some people. I guess it's ignorance. I guess it's just I don't know, stupidity. But I felt like I was going to be involved in a drive-by shooting, which is quite unusual in my village. I was walking the dog, and a guy... I guess I was involved in a drive-by shooting. A guy had obviously seen my dog crouch down, and being a bitch, the technical term, she was having a piss, the other technical term. And I have two poo bags in my hand, because sometimes she can be quite healthy in the poo department, and I live in this village, so under absolutely no circumstances do I want there to be dog poo around. I have little children, of which one of them is teasing the dog with a toy I'm just going to throw over there. So I'm religious about picking up poo, but the dog was having a wee. Nevertheless, some guy driving by must have thought that the dog was having a poo, so he does an angry manoeuvre with his car, and even more angrily comes driving up aggressively next to me, window down, interestingly seatbelt off and mobile phone in hand, and he takes a photograph of me, and he's like, I got ya, you never ever let your dog shit on the grass and leave it there. And I hold up an empty poo bag and I say to him, it was taking a piss. And it wasn't until he kind of drove off that I actually started feeling really, really angry. There was a moment of shock, and it must have been shock when he pulled up in this quiet village and did that, because I didn't take my phone out and photograph his number plate. He was driving one of those small black Rover coupes, an oldish one, and I just was so angry that somebody would, you know, accost me like that. I'm used to photographing people, but I would never do it, use the camera as a weapon as such, like that. I mean, maybe I would. I have done once when a guy was beating the living daylights out of another guy, and it wasn't so much a weapon as a form of defence for the guy who was being beaten up, because I was hoping the flash going off was going to get this guy off him, and it ended up being the photo I had, which was quite a good photograph. Unfortunately, it was of a guy being beaten to a pulp, was then used in evidence as a court case. The police couldn't believe their luck when I rolled up with this negative, and they said, whoa, we've got him, thank you. So I didn't know what to do when I got back. My first thoughts was I was going to drive around the village, find his car and give him a piece of my mind, but then I suddenly thought that maybe if he's that ridiculous, leave the bouncy frog, you've already pulled his legs off, some garden ornament. If he's that aggressive in the car, what would he be like at his front door with me going up and saying, calm down, you know, go and have a look. You'll see there's no poo on the grass. So, what do I do? Well, what did I do? I actually called the local police station. And I thought, if he's going to log me... All right, hold on. If he's going to log me as doing something illegal, which I wasn't, I'm going to at least cover my back and log him as doing something illegal, which he was, and kind of checkmate the situation. I don't know if the intimidation side of things is illegal, but he was driving with his phone, which I imagine 99.95% of the people of the world do at one point. But it was the kind of aggressive wrong side of the road driving during a school run trying to take a photograph of me. Must be breaking some law there. I feel better for talking about it. Thank you for listening. But some people, I tell you, I know that I'm going to be walking around the village later on and at least finding the number plate to complete my collection of information. But all he had to do was say, excuse me, did your dog just take a dump? And I'll say, no, it was a wee. He was like, all right, terribly sorry. And everybody carries on. A little bit of courtesy goes an awful long way. Right, I'm going to get inside this little trampoline and exercise some frustration away. Okay? Yeah. Big smiles all round.